Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We hope you will go there and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every single day just for you. New stuff you can read, listen to, watch. New poll question every week. New video up. I think we put a brand new one up Monday. So check it out. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's the author of J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes 2012. Right, Barb? That's the new one?
That's right. Well, 2013 is already at the poll.
Oh, really? Well, aren't you the busy little beaver?
Well, unfortunately, we don't know some of the rules that are in effect for 2011.
Wow.
2012.
2012.
We don't know, for example, does the research credit apply?
Right.
I could go on and on.
And the administration wonders why small business owners aren't hiring. And they don't connect it to the uncertainty of the tax code, for example, or the uncertainty about Obamacare, for example, or the uncertainty about the EPA, or things that are up in the air that that small business owners worry about. Why do you think they don't get that?
Because they haven't run businesses. If any of them had run businesses, rather than spending their entire careers in academia or politics,
right,
they would know what it means to make a budget, a forecast,
and manage every nickel.
What the taxes are.
And manage every nickel of precious capital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. So all right, let's get back to the things that we're going to have to deal with. If Obamacare, now that Obamacare has been deemed to be constitutional, the way Judge Roberts has deemed it, has transmogrified it, which is exactly what he did, folks. He transmogrified the penalty that into a tax on his own. He did that. And now that he's done that, therefore it is constitutional, Barbara, when this thing goes into effect, tell us some of the other things we're going to have to do to manage it.
Well, first of all, if your company has or wants to have a flexible spending account for employees, for health insurance, now it's the government rather than you setting the cap. Up until now, businesses could say how much employees could put in.
Ah.
But starting next year, it's capped at $2,500, and that's what the government says. And so now you have to go back.
And that's part of Obamacare. That's part of Obamacare.
Definitely part of Obamacare.
Okay.
So
another thing to love about it.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about it? It goes into effect the same year that the threshold for itemizing your personal medical costs goes up from 7.5% to 10%.
Hmm.
So you're less able to itemize, while at the same time, you're less able to pay for medical costs on a pre-tax basis.
Wow, I'm loving this even more already. Keep going.
All right. Another thing, now employers have to figure out how to do withholding for the new 0.9% additional Medicare tax on wages over the threshold amount, $200,000.
Do all businesses have to do this, or just businesses with 50 employees or more?
No, every business.
Even if the individual mandate doesn't apply to your business, you still have to do this.
It has nothing to do with it. That's right. It's just part of Obamacare.
So even if you don't get the benefits of Obamacare or the tax, I guess I should say the mandate, individual mandate tax. No, wait a minute. I'm confusing business mandate and employer mandate and employee mandate. I can't do that.
Right.
Folks, we got two mandates.
Besides, which those don't take effect till 2014.
Yeah.
I'm talking
yeah.
about next year.
Yeah.
We're talking about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, 6 months from now. And
wow.
It's very confusing about when you start to withhold and how it works.
I bet they've even got, there's a lot of stuff, Barbara, that has never been done before, that when they start applying it, it won't work, and they'll have to redo it, and we'll be up in the air while they try to get it retooled.
Well, yeah, look, the IRS came out with some guidance, but in a way I kind of don't blame them for they didn't put in a lot of resources into explaining these provisions,
right.
Because I think they were taking a wait-and-see attitude, too.
Right. So the IRS
now,
was uncertain.
Right. I mean, they're going to have to revise the quarterly employer return.
Yep.
To reflect the change. There's a lot going on.
All I can think of, yeah. Barbara, is nightmare.
Nightmare. Yeah.
This is going to be a nightmare,
It's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be, look, there's no matching Medicare payment by the employer for this additional Medicare tax. It's solely on the employee or the self-employed person. But the administrative costs, whether you do it in-house or you have to pay an outside payroll company, they're going to charge for this.
That's the nightmare and the expense situation. And this is incredible, Barbara. I mean, I hope every business owner learns about this. I hope they can learn about these things so they can make their decisions this fall as Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, encouraged us to do, basically, in his ruling.
Yeah.
We got to make a decision about that. When we come back, I'm going to ask Barbara, if things change in Washington, the White House changes and the Senate changes, can this actually be turned, this law actually be subverted? Can it be turned around? Can it be aborted? And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.